From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama on this Thanksgiving Day is calling on Americans to pull together and support each other when times are tough. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president is saying that while this is not the hardest Thanksgiving the nation has ever faced, it's still a time when many American families are hurting.
President Obama's Thanksgiving address describes America as a young country that has led the way through history by determination and sacrifice.
As long as many of our friends and neighbors are looking for work, we've got to do everything we can to accelerate this recovery and keep our economy moving forward. And we will. But we won't do it as any one political party. We've got to do it as one people.
Next week at the White House, political leaders from both parties are scheduled to meet and discuss the legislative agenda. The meeting was postponed from a week ago after Republicans had scheduling conflicts. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
The president will spend this Thanksgiving with family members, friends, and staff members at the White House. The first family's Thanksgiving dinner will include turkey, ham, cornbread stuffing, potatoes, greens, and six kinds of pie, including pumpkin, sweet potato, and huckleberry. A traditional Thanksgiving feast is also being served to U.S. troops overseas. A military band playing to serenade military personnel stationed at an airbase in Afghanistan as they dined on turkey and all the trimmings today. A powerful storm system has made holiday travel challenging across a wide swath of the western U.S. The storm has dumped a mix of snow, ice, and sleet, and National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Terry says areas from Utah and Nevada into the upper plains should expect a frigid day.
There's a lot of snow cover on the ground out there, but it will be dry there today and tonight, but it will also be on the very cold side. In a lot of the western U.S., low temperatures are going to be below zero.
Terry says a wintry mix is likely to spread across the Dakotas today. Rain is expected across most of the eastern half of the nation. The Transportation Security Administration says the planned boycott of body scanning devices at some airports has been a bust, with few passengers participating. South Korea's defense minister has resigned 2 days after North Korea's deadly shelling of a South Korean island. From Seoul, Dwali Saikao-Tao reports that Kim Tae-young steps down as South Korea's government says it's going to bolster military forces on that island and others nearby, and the government prepares for joint military exercises this weekend with the United States.
Earlier this year, Kim was also criticized for his handling of the torpedo attack that took down a South Korean warship. 46 sailors were killed. Opposition lawmakers and members of Lee's own Grand National Party accused the military of responding too slowly to North Korea's artillery fire. Reportedly, South Korea returned fire 13 minutes after North Korea badly damaged Yongpyeong Island. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikao-Tao in Seoul.
The stock market is closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. This is NPR News from Washington. There's plenty of football on tap today. Three NFL games include the world champion New Orleans Saints playing the Dallas Cowboys. It'll be a memorable day for the man thought to be the nation's oldest football coach. At 86, Bill Tye is 3 years older than Penn State's Joe Paterno. And NPR's Tovia Smith says Tye is coaching his final game today.
You don't find a lot of coaches bragging about how many games they've lost. For Lexington High School coach Bill Tye, it's 232.
But I've won almost 400.
Tye has been coaching football in Massachusetts since 1949, which is partly the secret to his success.
I've been around so many years, I've seen every offense, every defense, and nothing is new to me, really.
Quitting, Tye says, was never even tempting.
I have more energy than I know what to do with. I'm always on the go, and my mind is sharp. It's unbelievable. I've been blessed.
Tye says he's retiring now to spend more time with his great-grandchildren, but he says it may end up a semi-retirement, as he may do some consulting.
I've had four of those jobs offered already.
Tovia Smith, NPR News.
The sound of the Sesame Street crew singing at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City today as a giant green Kermit the Frog balloon floated overhead. Tens of thousands of people line the streets from Central Park to Macy's flagship store at Herald Square to watch the procession this morning. Workers had to remove traffic signals and streetlights to keep from getting in the way of the huge inflated characters. It took 300,000 cubic feet of helium to send them soaring. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.